Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Ian Dempsey.
Playing the music you love. Today FM.
Good morning,
Ian. It's quiet enough now out there, isn't it? We're still 16.
A little quiet, but yeah. I have a feeling that is all going to change today.
Right, okay.
Yes, there have been some inquiries.
Do you think that there's tactical stuff going on, strategic stuff going on?
Yes.
Hopefully.
I think people are holding on, but I don't want people to hold on anymore. I want them to get in touch today. Yes. Right. Don't lose this chance.
The email is working, is it?
Bigbid@todayfm.com. Yeah.
Bigbid@todayfm.com.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Just to explain to people what it is, we were auctioned off last year. It was €28,000, mm-hmm. Evergreen Health Foods, very good. We've decided to go again this year and try and raise even more money for Focus Ireland. So we're going to broadcast from anywhere in Ireland on the morning of the Big Busk, mm-hmm. which is Friday the 7th of March. But we need money to do that.
We do need
money. The money is going directly to Focus Ireland,
it is,
by the way.
Yes. Okay?
So if you're a boss there, a financial controller, please help us out. So tell us more.
I'm talking to people now who have sway and power. And I know there's lots of them that tune into the show.
Yeah.
People who own companies, people who work in companies, who work in marketing or finance and control the purse strings. And we know there's lots of money in this country. So let's get it going.
Right.
If there's spare money in the budget, if you'd kind of allocated something.
Are you in Bob Geldof mode here?
Kind of, but just hear me out. I know this is a big investment, but just think of how valuable this could be for your business. So I'm going to outline exactly what the winning bid will get in return.
Yeah.
Okay, the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show will come to your office, premises, shop, and we will broadcast live on the morning of Friday, 7th of March. Your business will benefit from nationwide radio coverage and will be mentioned repeatedly on Today FM over the next 2 weeks.
Repeatedly?
Now, Today FM has over 953,000 listeners. That is nearly 1 million people hearing your business name.
You do the maths.
Over and over again. Cha-ching. Your business will be promoted multiple times across Today FM's social platforms, which just to mention, 1.6 million combined followers, okay?
Right.
Yeah, that's big business.
Oh, this is social media as
social
well.
Social media,
right?
Okay.
Okay, keep going. Yeah.
Evergreen Health Foods, who won last year's bid, have been mentioned approximately 30 times in the last few days. 1 year on, they are still
getting plugs. They're still getting mentions.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on, lads.
Talkability, positive association, social media content, brand awareness, visibility, engagement, return on investment. And I will also personally guarantee that Ian will take as many selfies on the morning as is physically
slightly desperate
possible.
Now, to be
this
honest.
This is not desperate. This is charity. This is a good cause. This is priceless.
Yeah.
Make your bid for Ian Dempsey and the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show by emailing bigbid@todayfm.com.
Can we sit down now?
Yeah. Please.
Fantastic.
Come on.
That was
just
really good.
Do it.
Yeah. No, listen. I can tell you, this is from the heart.
Yeah.
I have every confidence.
Yeah, so
We are going to make more than we made the last one.
Yes.
At the moment, we've got 16,000.
Mm-hmm.
It is going to happen. But I think people are holding back.
They're trying to be clever, but this is not the time for being clever. Just get the money in.
Bigbid@todayfm.com. Okay. So bigbid@todayfm.com. Shauna, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
If this doesn't work, we're all...
I need to lie down now.
Whoa! Right. Shauna.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay?
Hello from the bid desk, Ian. How are you?
Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you. Yes, hello.
Okay, we got 18,000. That's great.
Yes, the ball is well and truly rolling.
Now, what's an interesting twist on the whole thing was at 7:15,
mm-hmm.
it was Helen from Evergreen Health Foods. So they obviously loved it and they want to come back
and
do it again.
A massive vote of confidence.
Yeah.
obviously they were so happy with how last year went. Oh, excuse me, hello, the bid desk, one moment, please. So yeah, they felt compelled to bid again, and Ian, there has been a further development I can reveal at the bid desk. So if you cast your mind back to 2023, Ian.
Oh, it's a long time
the
ago.
The winner of the very first big bid was a man called David Buckley from Celtic Horizon Tours.
I remember them, yeah.
Well, Ian, it seems that David wants to get involved again. David is on the line with a new bid.
David.
Good morning, Ian and Sean. How are you both?
Hi, David.
Nice to nice to hear your dulcet tones again there, David. How's business going? Good?
That's not too bad, Ian. Yeah, we're struggling along. We're sitting here.
Struggling along. Yeah. We're way out of that. So, 100% Irish-owned travel company based in Maynooth in County Kildare, Celtic Horizon Tours. I remember well. We had a great day there as well, as we did with Evergreen last year. Yeah. So, and you came in last year on the bidding as well, I remember. You're very generous. You're very loyal, aren't you?
Yeah, well, we missed out last year. We missed having Charlie and the crew down here, you know. Yeah. So we said we'd go again.
So are you going to up the ante on Evergreen now? They've bid 18.
Yeah, we'll go to 21 again.
21! Great. Okay, this is exciting.
21,000 euro.
Fair play to you, David.
Hey, so we've got 24 hours and 10 minutes, basically, to go. Because at 8:30 tomorrow, it's going to close down.
Anything could happen.
So 21 at the moment. David, you're very generous. Still doing the tours to Coronation Street and the football tours and all that, yeah?
Yeah, we're still doing that. And we're heading off to the rugby tomorrow for the game over in Cardiff. Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Do you get to go on those, yeah?
Well, I'm just back. We do a lot of inbound as well from the States, Ian, and we have a lot of bands coming in for the Patrick's Day parade in a few
weeks.
Of
course,
This is a busy man.
Yeah, I was away last week with them over the US, so just getting back to... Yeah. Getting over the jet lag.
Yeah, exactly.
And getting his bids in.
Yeah, you're not hallucinating there when you're making that bid, are you? No?
I'm still about 6 hours behind.
Listen, thank you very much. That's very generous. Thanks, David. Good luck. Cheers.
Thanks, David.
We will keep it going. Let's see how we get on.
The lines are now officially closed. Okay. We are no longer accepting new bids.
Okay.
The bid desk has been shut down.
Shauna, are we going back to somewhere we were before?
Yes, we are.
Okay, right. No, that's fine.
David Buckley from Celtic Horizon Tours. He was a man on a mission. He knew what he wanted. He went after it. And
I walked away from that broadcast that day and I said, I like that guy. I'd like to see him again.
David Buckley is what I would say a good skin. Yes. Anyway, with a bid of 21,000
euros. He's one of our own, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah.
And we're going back to Maynooth, Ian. Celtic Horizon Tours have won the big bid. David is on line one.
David, how are you?
Good morning, Ian. Good morning, Sean.
Hi, David. How are you?
So, 2 years ago, you did this, and then you tried to do it again last year. So, you're very loyal to us, and you're very good, and it's great that you're helping out Focus Ireland as well. So, I want to say thank you very much for that, David. And we're going to be looking forward to coming up to Celtic Horizon Tours again. Are you going to have to say, have you got the same people there? Because they'd say your staff stick with you, do they?
Yeah, mostly. Well, we're two changes, but most of them are still there, yeah.
Right, okay.
All looking forward to getting up early in the morning.
Is Jen still there?
Oh, she is.
Ah, she's great. Love Jen. She's fantastic.
The show, yeah.
Very good. So listen, we'll see you on the 7th, and thank you very much for doing that.
David, you're a determined man.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we keep at it, Sean. But Sean, I don't want you travelling too far, you see, you know.
Oh well, that's it. I appreciate
keep
that.
Keep close to home.
Listen, we're looking forward to seeing you Friday, this day, 2 weeks. All right. See you then. Thanks a million.
Bye-bye. See you, David. Thanks.
We were talking about the Bond movies in showbiz with Shauna earlier on there, and she was talking about the fact that the next Bond movie, this is all, I think Amazon own it now, they own the rights, and Barbara Broccoli, as Shauna was saying to us, Barbara Broccoli is a bit upset about the fact that they're trying to make it into a franchise, they're trying to make a television series out of it, they're trying to, and they're also calling it content or something like that. So anyway, she was talking about the daughter of Cubby Broccoli. Niall in Tipperary was in touch and he sent this message into us.
Shauna, you make me laugh. It's Barbara Broccoli, not Barbara Broccoli. She's Broccoli.
Okay, now we did defend her here and said, no, I think you're wrong there, Niall, and that it's actually Broccoli, because I remember when I was a kid, there was a guy called Cubby Broccoli, who was probably your dad, or uncle, I think he's their dad, and that he was always called Cubby Broccoli, and I used to think that was hilarious when I was growing up. So Niall has actually been back in touch, you know, being a fantastic guy. Thank you, Niall in Tipperary. He says, oh my God, Shauna, I'm so sorry, I'm wrong, and it is broccoli, not broccoli. Or whatever I said. My life has been a lie. Please forgive me. Niall in Tipperary. Good man, Niall. Okay, we're going to go to Waffle and we're going to have a go at it today. I'm a bit excited now because I think this is very, very gettable. I know people say, ah, you're always saying that, but honest to God, this time I really mean it. I normally, yeah, probably, yeah, I do mean it most times when I say it. James Hayes is going to have a go in Cork. Ah, Cork people, they're great at talking. I'm not saying waffling now, but just talking. James, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Great, it says sport and movies here would be good topics.
Yeah, they'd be the best topics for me, I think.
Well, it's one of those, okay? I can tell you that, okay?
Very good.
I have to be more specific. Now, when you say things and you don't hear a ding, you'll say, oh, hang on a second, that is... Some of them, I've got five, and you have to match my five. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right, okay. So how's life, by the way? Everything good?
Yeah, all good, yeah.
What are you up to today?
Just on the way to work.
Right, very good. Can I ask you what you do, or is that confidential?
No, I just started the job there at Musgraves.
Oh, Musgraves, very good. Good spot. Very good. Well, listen, best of luck with that. And we are going to now give you your topic. So it's either sport or movies. Let's find out right now, and I'll give you the specific topic that you have to waffle about for €1,000. Here we go.
Today's waffle topic is...
James Bond movie titles.
Okay, Live or Let Die, GoldenEye, there's loads of them.
Or
Liver Dies, Octopussy, Dr. No. I can't think. God, God.
Okay, you got Live. Well, you said Live or Let Die. I gave you that one. Live and Let Die. Okay, and you also got GoldenEye, Skyfall.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Casino Royale. These are recent enough now. Yeah. And License to Kill, which of course is his kind of his badge, isn't it, in a way? License to Kill. But that's also the name of one of the movies. James, sorry about that.
Cheers, no matter.
Say hello to everybody in Musgraves. Good luck. Cheers, okay, thanks. She is some talent. Was it her birthday yesterday? I think
it's
it was.
Today.
Today.
Yes.
Olivia, happy birthday to you. Actually, I think there's something wrong with my phone.
Why?
Because it came up and said it was your birthday. So.
Yes, there you go.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, I thought I'd get away with it.
Is it a big one?
No, not yet.
It's not a milestone one.
Next year is
next
the big one.
Next year is
yes.
The big one.
Yeah.
Okay, God, she's going to be 21 next
I
year.
Know.
Amazing.
Keys
amazing.
To the door and all that, yeah.
And listen, remember yesterday you were talking about broccoli? Broccoli.
Yes.
And we had a query.
I
from
got
somebody.
Pulled up on it, yeah.
It's a bit like there's a lot of Alan Partridges out there where they say, stop doing Bond wrong. Because they said it's broccoli, not broccoli. And we established that, in fact, you were right. And it's broccoli.
Yeah.
Cubby Broccoli and then Barbara broccoli taking
yep.
over. Now we've got another one today. I think this should be a regular feature, to be honest with you. I think this is great. So we got another guy, a guy called James. How are you, James? How's it going? Here we go. This we had waffle on. It was James Bond movies.
Yeah.
And have a
hey, you know, pretty sure that James Bond movie is A View to a Kill, not License to Kill. Anyway, either way, you didn't get them, so there you go.
That's fair enough. Yeah.
That's fair
true,
enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there was a film called A View to a Kill and a great soundtrack from that with Duran Duran.
Okay, right.
A View to a Kill.
Yeah.
But then, of course, there was License to Kill
License
as
to
well
kill.
In 1989,
now,
James.
Jeannie Mack.
Yes.
A
vengeful James Bond goes rogue to infiltrate and take down the organisation of a drug lord.
Oh, my God.
License to Kill, 1989.
Who did the song on that?
I can't remember.
The
I think. I think
to kill.
Oh yeah, was it Gladys Knight?
Possibly.
Yeah.
Or Shirley.
I remember Zig and Zag. You know, I think it was Zig and
Zag.
They thought it sounded. We used to do this thing called what was it? Rock and roll. It's a funny old rock and roll world, and they had a thing. I have a nice little kilt. It sounded like I have a nice little kilt.
Ah, zig and zag.
Back in the day, eh? But anyway, James, you were wrong. Sorry. Looking forward to tomorrow's query.
I was going to say, I hope I get everything right now after laughing at that.
So will Lady Gaga and Beyonce pick up the telephone again?
Yes. Oh. So it has been 14 years since Lady Gaga and Beyonce released their brilliant duet, Telephone, which is here. I love that song. At the end of the video for that song, which was a 10-minute kind of mini movie done right. in the style of Thelma and Louise, Gaga and Beyonce drove off into the sunset and the screen just said to be continued.
Oh,
now, it's been a long time. We've been waiting for a long time. However, Lady Gaga has officially confirmed that a follow-up is on the cards. So she sat down with Vanity Fair for the publication's popular lie detector test. And when asked if Telephone is getting a second part, she said yes, though she doesn't know when it will arrive. Because it's ADL schedules now, Beyonce and Lady Gaga. I'd say it's tough to get them, you know, aligned, but it is going to happen.
Right.
Which is great.
How does the Vanity Fair lie detector test work?
It's exactly what you think it is.
We do it on the radio.
She's hooked up to a lie detector test and she was actually very nervous, in fairness to her, but she did great.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's Amora. Not your headline.
No, came from The Sun. Credit to The Sun. Yeah, Maura Higgins, she had been seeing reality TV star Pete Wicks for the last few months, but the romance must be over because she has been spotted on the celebrity dating app Raya.
Oh.
So there's actually a screenshot of her dating profile in the paper this morning, which is like, listen, it is public and I'm sure somebody just sent it. It just feels a bit invasive. But she looks stunning in her profile picture, and on her profile she has a line which says, who'd have thought it? You have to pay to get a date these days. But I'd say she'll be snapped up.
So a celebrity dating app.
It's a celebrity-only dating app.
Is it really?
Now, I'd love...
But do celebrities want to go out with other celebrities?
Yeah, but I'd love to see who's on it. I'd love to see who's on it. But I believe...
You're a celebrity. Could you not...
I don't need to be on Raya. I'm sorted.
I'm all right. I'm sorted now. I'm grand. On me birthday and everything.
Ian Dempsey. Playing the music you love. Today.